We'll open the way the Ramban opens Parshas Vayechi. Ramban opens Parshas Vayechi. You know, the Ramban is a man of broad scope. One of the things you know as you learn Ramban la Torah is he is the first major Mefarish to write not only a pasuk by pasuk, Perush. Hey, how are you? Welcome. But to give hagdamas to the Svarim as well. And that bespeaks a certain approach that he's both interested in the local pasuk by pasuk and the big picture as well. Partway develops in the big picture of Sefer Bereishis. Sefer Bereishis is predominantly the stories of the Avos. And beginning with Parshas Lech Lecha, Ramban understands it as a comment in the Bereishis Rabbah, which is not only a detail but defines the Sefer. That is different Nisos and different Mamar Chazal, but the language that Ramban often uses is Masa of a similar body. The Torah, in the course of the Chumash Bereishis, is telling us stories, historical events, episodes in the lives of Avraham, Yitzchak, and the children. Those that are recorded in Sefer Bereishis not only happened then, but were nevuos about what would happen on larger scale over the course of the centuries to come of Jewish history. And he explains that, for instance, Avraham goes down to Mitzrayim, that foretelling the Golus Mitzrayim is going to happen with Yaakov and his sons, and so on and so forth, takes you through Chumash Bereishis, the stories of the others gradually working through Jewish history. There's a fascinating intersection with which the Ramban opens this week's Parsha. Because he says, the Parsha is Vayechi, here we're focusing on the Golus in Mitzrayim, or at least the part of Golus Mitzrayim that's described in the Chumash Bereishis. More of the story we told the Chumash Shmos, but the Maisav Asimil Abanim aspect of it is that which is in Bereishis. I won't, if you have time over the next couple of days, you can open Ramban, fascinating. He works his way through the fact that it was Sinas Achim that brought us down from Mitzrayim, the fact that they thought it was going to be temporary, and the way in which Yaakov is buried, becomes Gadol, all those correspond, he writes, to different aspects of Galus Romi, of the Roman Christian Galus that we've been in for almost the last 2,000 years since the Churban Bayis Shni. There's a lot to say about the Ramban, but for now, just one point, which is that the story in Vayechi is both a target and a predictor. In other words, in Parshas Lech Lecha, Parshas Vayera, earlier in the life of Avram Avinu, the Maisa Abbas of Avram was a similar bottom talking about the Golus Mitzrayim that was to come. Golus Mitzrayim was the next step. Here, the story of Yaakov is the step which is talking about yet the next step. It's sort of like the intersection. It played the part of Golus Yaakov that appears in Chumash Bereishis plays both roles. It's something you're getting to. It's also a launching pad to get to the next step as well. And that, in the positive sense, I think captures part of where our minds are right now. The notion of going from yeshiva to yeshiva. Right now here you're learning a fantastic yeshiva, and this was the goal, this has been a destination to get to, and at the same time it's also bad bevad, a step towards the next great yeshiva. It's a place of growing godless right now, and also a place of gidul, of growing towards the next step. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the Rambam reminds us in Hilchos Talmud Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects us certainly to be greater Tanei Chachamim when we're 20 than we're 18, and to be greater Tanei Chachamim when we're 25 than we're 20, to be greater Tanei Chachamim when we're 55 than we're 35. HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects of us to be actively, dynamically growing our learning in Mirtz Hashem for the many decades that He gives us on this planet. So you're always seeking to absorb and enjoy and savor where you're at right now, the step that you're at right now, and at the same time recognizing you're looking for an onward, upward spiral, what's going to be the next step, the next yeshiva, the next place of great growth.